Everyone knows about flexible working now, so that's a huge step. But if you drill down a little bit further into the results, and also into the comments that came back, the comments were quite overwhelmingly negative, because it was very much a case of, yes, it's great, but we need so much more. We've only been going down here for 3 years, and we've got lots of work to do to make sure that people understand that, you know, they get so much more out of a talented individual, and they're happier, they're more loyal. You know, they come in and there's no coffee housing. It's literally straight in and straight onto the computer and straight into whatever tasks they've got on their to-do lists, and they literally crack through their to-do lists. I think employers are blown away generally by how much that they can get from an individual who's working on reduced hours. But it's a case of more case studies, us getting out there and telling people more about it, and it's the case of this sort of research being drummed home with maybe slightly larger companies, and most definitely with the corporates, because we're not making much headway with corporates. I think if you look back at our research in previous years, employers think that maybe people are going to be slackers, or they're not going to, you know, they're going to drop everything when their children get ill. And it's really not the case. You know, when people come to us for flexible working opportunities, they've made an active decision that they have got their childcare on board. They've got a sort of plan B when people get sick, because they always do. They've decided that, you know, they don't want to be at home anymore. Their children are in school for the first time, and they're going to use those 5-6 hours between drop-off and pick-up to be really useful and to re-enter their career world, because children grow and they get older. And, you know, they want to be active all the way through their children growing up, and also great role models for their children. I think, you know, there's so many positive conversations that I have with our members and candidates about what they feel that they're doing this for, because it's not always about the money. Obviously, for some, it's financially a priority, but there's all sorts of good chat about, you know, female role models, being seen to be a good worker, being seen with a good work ethic. So it's all a very positive message. These people can make a huge difference to the bottom line of small businesses and medium-sized business, in fact, any business. But it's also the talent and skills and experience that they bring with them, because these are people who are maybe in their mid-30s to sort of early 50s who've had big careers. They deliver just a huge amount of benefit and a huge amount of skill.